military, and we found...
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? So you're not alone, and even better, Hims can help. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs at up to 95% less than the brand names when you get started at Hims.com/joy. It all starts with an online intake form. From there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
The entertainment you want. The Intrigue, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A student took out a gun in a high school cafeteria today, shot to death a female classmate, wounded another male student, and then killed himself in Nashville at Antioch High School, says Police Chief John Drake.
The investigation is still very much ongoing as to a motive. We're looking into that.
Police say the shooter was 17. The Pentagon is expected to deploy as many as 1,500 more troops to the southern border, adding to about the same number already there. The Trump administration has canceled travel for refugees already cleared to resettle in the U.S. House Democrats criticizing President Trump's decision to put all federal employees working on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs on administrative leave for eventual layoffs. California Congressman Pete Aguilar.
None of these affect lowering the prices of groceries that Donald Trump said he would do on day one.
Wall Street had an up day. This is ABC News. Officials identifying the first U.S. border agent killed in the line of duty in more than 10 years. It happened about 20 miles south of Canada.
The shooting in Coventry, Vermont was first reported Monday afternoon.
Stage north of the area for an active police incident.
Emergency audio from Broadcastify and Customs and Border Protections identified the 44-year-old agent who was killed as David Malin. They say he was shot and killed following a traffic stop with two people in a car, one described as a German national on a current visa. That person is dead, and injured suspects being treated at a hospital. Malin's family told the AP he worked security duty at the Pentagon during the September 11th attacks. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Cosmic waves that sound like chirping birds have been detected more than 62,000 miles from Earth. Scientists say they've recorded these plasma bursts before, but didn't expect to find them in a region where Earth's magnetic field is stretched out. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near zero, wind chills to 15 below. Sunny and colder tomorrow, a high only of 10 above, but up to the mid-20s and mostly cloudy Friday. Partly sunny but warm for January into the weekend, highs upper 20s. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Governor Tony Evers will be delivering the State of the State address tonight from the Capitol. That will be at 7 o'clock tonight. Governor Evers is expected to talk about lowering the costs of health care and medications, as well as lowering the costs of child care. He'll also talk about treating mental health crises for children. And again, that will be at 7 o'clock tonight. Sex crime charges against the former Thienesville school teacher. We get more from Ted Allen.
36-year-old Daniel Rick was charged in Ozaukee County Court with child enticement and exposing genitalia. According to a criminal complaint, Rick, who is a teacher and athletic director at Christ Alone Lutheran School, is accused of having some students sit on his lap and allegedly engaging in inappropriate contact with them. Rick is jailed on a $100,000 cash bond.
That's Ted Allen reporting. More news online at WRN.com. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26.
Happy birthday!
And lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand. And Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on creating a room tax ordinance, the creation of a farmer's market, and the authorization to directly charge water bills for public fire protection. There'll also be reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall and will be live streamed on the video streaming page of the WRDN website. An area healthcare provider is asking for volunteers for their crime victim services team. The Gunderson Health System's crime victim services team and their volunteers help people navigate the aftermath of domestic violence and sexual assault. Team members assist victims during the day, and volunteers can be called in to help overnight or on weekends. Gunderson requires volunteers to attend 40 hours of training, to work at least two shifts a month, and to sign up for volunteering for at least 1 year. Volunteers are needed here in the Eau Claire area and also La Crosse area. Contact the Family Support Center of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire for more information. 11 Wisconsin residents are receiving pardons from President Trump after being convicted of crimes related to the January 6th riots in Washington. The citizens had pled guilty or were found guilty of various misdemeanors and felonies in federal court for their involvement in the Capitol insurrection in 2021. This includes an Iron County man who admitted to pepper spraying police officers and a man from Eau Claire who was caught trying to leave the country. President Trump pardoned more than 1,500 total rioters. Experts believe declining birth rates are likely to cause future challenges for the state of Wisconsin. Data from Forward Analytics shows the number of children born in the state fell by over 9% between 2000 and 2024. This trend may make it difficult for Wisconsin businesses to maintain an adequate workforce as time goes on. That, according to analysts, the lower numbers could also lead to enrollment declines for public colleges and universities. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSE and Associates.
Investigators are now saying that the fire that destroyed Shooters Showgirls in Elk Mound was arson. The Dunn County Sheriff's Department made that announcement yesterday. They say investigators continue to review video evidence and interview Colton Jansen from Comstock about the fire, who did admit he was involved. He has been arrested. Shooters went up in flames Saturday morning. The Feed My People Food Bank of Eau Claire's board of directors have announced who their new executive director is. Padraig Gallagher has been appointed to the position. He will join Feed My People in March after transitioning from his current position as executive director at Stepping Stones of Dunn County in Menominee. Gallagher succeeds Suzanne Becker, who announced her retirement last November. Gallagher will be the sixth executive director in Feed My People's 43-year history. A 17-year-old has been charged with attempted armed robbery. On Monday night, Anthony Ulvsted was arrested and taken to the La Crosse County Jail after a victim contacted a police for a gun incident. They said they were in their car when a suspect came up to their car and broke the window with the gun. The victim was able to drive away, and Ulvsted was found to be the suspect. Along with attempted armed robbery, the 17-year-old is also being charged with possessing a firearm, carrying a concealed weapon, obstructing an officer, and more. The investigation continues. A preliminary hearing has been scheduled for January 24th. Law enforcement in Olmsted County will be shifting to encrypted radio communication by the end of this month. County deputies will begin encrypting their transmissions on Monday. Officials say the shift to encrypted communications is an attempt to enhance security and protect the privacy of crime victims and juveniles. Both agencies say they remain committed to transparency and will provide information to the public and media as it becomes available. Wisconsin Republican state lawmakers have introduced a measure that would allow political candidates to remove their names from the ballot in Wisconsin. The legislation is a response to the situation that came up in the election cycle last year when Robert Kennedy Jr. was unable to withdraw as an independent candidate in the presidential race. Kennedy ended his campaign and endorsed Donald Trump, then tried to get his name removed to avoid splitting the vote. State law would not allow for the withdrawal. The proposed legislation would let candidates take themselves out of consideration before ballots are printed by submitting a sworn statement and paying a fee. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking you to consider a donation when filling out your tax forms.
National Heritage Conservation Bureau Director Drew Philkirchner says it's a great way to help the rare plants, animals, and natural places in Wisconsin. Philkirchner says each dollar donated is matched by the DNR and used to apply for grants that require match funding. To make a donation, look for endangered resources in the donation section of your Wisconsin income tax form. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Fabric Talk. Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Febreze Fabric Spray? Oh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing.
Breathe happy, Febreze. La, 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 la.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
A short track format set for the Cookout Clash at Bowman Gray. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Justin Allgaier is the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion.
Congratulations to Justin Allgaier and Junior Motorsports on winning the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series championship.
This race team just never gave up, never quit. I can't say thank you enough to all of them. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. You know, my daughter paints a helmet. We put a lucky horseshoe on it this year for my grandfather, and it worked out.
The NASCAR Xfinity Series returns in February right here on the Motor Racing Network.
The Cookout Clash at Bowman Gray Stadium is just over a week away in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, a preseason exhibition race for NASCAR Cup Series teams that will include practice, qualifying, and four heat races on Saturday, February 1st, and a 75-lap last chance qualifier and 200-lap main event on Sunday, February 2nd. Executive Vice President of Chief Venue and Racing Innovation, Ben Kennedy.
I think it's a huge opportunity to obviously kick off our season 2 weekends before our biggest event of the year, Daytona 500, but then also put a big spotlight on weekly racing.
The Bowman Gray Modifieds will open the race weekend on Saturday with a 125-lap event. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Tonight's Bucs game at New Orleans postponed due to the extreme weather conditions in New Orleans. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The Bucs had flown to Louisiana Monday in advance of the storm's arrival. They'll return home to host Miami tomorrow night. Chicago Bears made it official today, introducing Ben Johnson as their new head coach. Johnson delivered this message to his new players.
Get comfortable being uncomfortable. The bar has been set higher than it's ever been set before. The only way for this team and for you as individual players to reach your potential is to be pushed and to be challenged. And that's exactly what I and my staff plan on doing.
Three Badger hockey players nominated for the 2025 Hobie Baker Award, awarded annually to college hockey's most outstanding player. Sophomore forward Quinn Findlay heads the list, tied for first in college hockey with 18 goals. He's joined by teammates, freshman forward Gavin Morrissey and grad student Rylan Mosley. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It was a rough week on the hardwood for unbeatens and top-ranked teams. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. We are down to just 6 unbeaten teams remaining in boys basketball in Wisconsin, as 8 squads suffered their first defeat last week, including 4 top-ranked teams. It started on Friday night when Division IV top-ranked and defending state champion Mineral Point played a thriller with Southwestern as the teams went back and forth down the stretch. Everett Dressler buried a 3-pointer with 14 seconds remaining to put Southwestern ahead, and they'd hold on for a 79-77 victory. Saturday saw 3 of the top-ranked teams go down at the Lacrosse Center as part of the Midwest Players Classic. Division II No. 1 Mount Horeb led perennial Minnesota powerhouse Caledonia at halftime, only to see things slip away in a 70-59 defeat. Later in the day, in one of the most anticipated games of the event, Breck, Minnesota outlasted D1 No. 1 Wisconsin Lutheran 67-64 in overtime. In a flyaway conference game Saturday afternoon at Laconia High School, the host Spartans took down Division 5 top-ranked Sheboygan Lutheran 73-66 behind 27 points from Cash Farrell and 26 from Ethan Pino. The 6 remaining unbeaten teams in boys basketball are Kettle Moraine, Racine Lutheran, Bondiwell, Partyville, North Crawford, and Royal. Weather wiped out most of Tuesday's schedule, so be sure to pay close attention to reschedules this week. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The nation's conservation groups are calling a U.S. Supreme Court decision that came down last week a victory for wildlife and public lands. I'll share more details when we return. But first,
ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
The U.S. Supreme Court last Monday rejected a lawsuit from the state of Utah that sought to transfer 18.5 million acres of federal public lands to that state's control. Outdoors groups immediately declared the dismissal of Utah versus the United States a significant victory for conservationists and public lands advocates who argued that the case posed a threat to America's public land system. Patrick Berry, president and CEO of Montana-based Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, said, quote, "These lands belong to all Americans and were never Utah's to take. If successful, Utah's lawsuit could have dismantled the very existence of federal public lands, undermining access and opportunities for millions of Americans." Other groups like the National Wildlife Federation and Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership echoed BHA's sentiments. Utah's suit sought control of half the state's federal lands, which are used for things like grazing, mining, and recreation. Said the NWF's Aaron Kindle, "Public lands are not for sale, and they never will be." I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, low near zero, wind chills to 15 below. Sunny and colder tomorrow, a high only of 10 above, but up to the mid-20s and mostly cloudy Friday. Partly sunny but warm for January into the weekend, highs upper 20s. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. It's 28 degrees right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As we take a look at these markets, an interesting trade. You know, we talked about how that 10 o'clock market, things were robust on the grain side and looking really good. And then a switch got flipped and we saw the negativity. We're going to talk about what happened in those negative numbers. But wow, history making trade once again in this cattle complex. We'll also be diving in to what is going on there. Bringing into the conversation, of course, is Arlen Suderman over at StoneX. And I think we got to start out first with this turnaround we saw in the grain complex. What is your takeaway? It seems like the beans were the ones that kind of led everybody onto that negative side.
Yeah, I think that's certainly true today. Corn has been a little bit more of a follower. The funds already built their big positions there. They like to hang on to those big ownership positions if they can. At least that's the indication that we're seeing so far. On soybeans, it's a little bit more tentative with the big harvest in Brazil going on right now. Got a little bit of support in recent days on, actually starting yesterday, on reports of soybean shipments from Brazil to China being halted on phytosanitary concerns. Five different shipping companies had ships that were unable to unload because of it, at least various holds within those ships unable to. And that raised rumors about China possibly doing things to block Brazilian soybeans, maybe a trade agreement in the works with the United States. That seemed a little bit premature to us, but we can't rule anything out with China. So it's something we've been certainly digging into and following with our sources within China. But many of those holds are starting to lift today. We're starting to see some of those companies unloading ships. So sometimes the holds are just on those individual ships or maybe even individual tanks on a ship. And it looks like it was related to phytosanitary issues related to old crop soybeans as they're cleaning out the bins and shipping them to China. New crop soybeans now flowing again, and generally it's expected this will be a short-term problem as those beans flow. And I think as that news hit, that kind of pulled some of the strength out from underneath of the soybean market, particularly with some of the yield reports hitting the market as well.
So as you look at all that and how much it kind of overtook the market trade today, old news by tomorrow and we start to see a little bit of green come back on the screen maybe?
Well, we've certainly been headline driven of late. And I think with the Trump administration in its first week of office and all the daily announcements occurring, that's certainly a possibility. It's a big focus on policy toward China, toward Mexico, toward Canada. Tariffs, what might they be, how high might they be, when might they be implemented, what will be the reactions of those countries. The talk is now maybe tariffs on February 1st, 25% for Canada and Mexico, 10% for China. But everything seems to be changing, and that impacts the dynamics of the headlines each day and the market response to it. Of course, a tariff on Mexico doesn't mean necessarily that Mexico stops buying. It does increase those risks. It comes down to how do they respond? Do they put counter tariffs on to the same level? Do they put counter tariffs on just on select products or across the board? So there's a lot of unanswered questions and a lot of uncertainty. Mexico is our largest buyer of pork, our largest buyer of corn, second largest buyer of soybeans. They buy a significant amount of wheat, and we just do a tremendous amount of trade with them. Canada, our biggest importer of ethanol. So there's a lot of factors at play here, and those daily headlines are going to do a lot to shape the market response.
Do you think weather will continue? I mean, obviously, as you look at South America, to continue to grab those headlines as well?
It certainly will for Argentina and even southern Brazil. The crop is late enough that we could still see some impact there. We're right now estimating losses to soybeans in southern Brazil at about 2.5 million metric tons. Now, our latest customer survey at the 1st of January put the crop at 171.4 million metric tons. So that would take us down to around, 169, except we're seeing better than expected yields come out of Mato Grosso where they've started the harvest. So that'll offset part of that. How long will the dryness continue? If you look at some of the long-range forecasts, they are still calling for rains to increase in dry areas of southern Brazil, dry out in wet areas where they need to harvest in northern Brazil, and to get wetter in Argentina as well. But they seem to just kind of keep pushing that back. And there's some worries and some lack of confidence whether it will happen or not. I guess I say that just to emphasize the fact that we don't have a lock on this being a big problem in South America right now. It's just that the risks are significantly elevated, and that's what the market's been trading with this rally, of course, amplified by the sudden loss of bushels in the October 10th crop report here in the U.S.
You know, in Ireland, too, waiting to get, like you mentioned, this next round of crop get in the ground, the Safrina corn crop. Weather's going to play a big factor on this.
Yeah, it is. In the wet weather in the north on a delayed planting crop, it got planted mid-October instead of early October. It delays it a little bit. And then the cloudy, wet weather has kind of delayed the dry down of the crop and the maturity. So that delays getting in and planting the Safrina crop, the winter corn crop. So that's a concern. You want to get the 90-95% of that crop planted by the last week of February, if possible, to reduce your risk for that Safrina corn crop.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We come back talking weather. Let's look here in the States and what concerns might be brewing there. And we'll also take a look at what happened in this cattle complex. If you didn't look at the numbers today, interesting movement for both the live and the feeder cattle. More is coming up. It's the Wednesday version of the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation does continue with Arlen Sudeman over at StoneX. So let's talk a little weather here in the States from a couple different perspectives. First of all, this Arctic blast that we have all say we can have survived. What is this meaning and concerns as it brings to this winter wheat crop across the entire growing area?
Yeah, we really weren't overly concerned, thought maybe patchy damage initially because the forecast lows weren't that low. And generally, look at wheat in the stage it's in, largely dormant. You have to get temperatures generally below 5 degrees below zero, 5 to 10 degrees below zero before you start seeing winter kill problems. It matters how much moisture is in the soil. The more moisture, the easier it is for the soil to bring warmth up from below to help keep the crown from freezing or desiccating. But that 5 to 10 degree below zero range is kind of the range we're looking at. In only patchy areas were expected to get that low that didn't have enough snow cover to protect the wheat. But then we had a bigger amount of snow melt than what was anticipated ahead of the cold, and the cold outperformed the forecast models. And so we ended up with readings cold enough to do damage where there's a lack of sufficient snow cover over a broad area of the winter wheat belt stretching from the Texas Panhandle all the way to the eastern Midwest. And so if you just look at the plains here where we're at, the hard red winter wheat crop, two-thirds of the crop lacked sufficient snow cover and combined with low enough temperatures to have damage. Now, what's the damage level? What's the scope of the damage? We won't know that really until we see the crop break dormancy. So that's why it's difficult to sustain a rally following a winter kill event. This had the potential to be a significant winter kill event, but we're probably not going to trade that until we see if it really was. And that's 4 to 6 weeks away. And so that's why we had the big rally for one day. And then today we started seeing the selling come back once again.
From a livestock perspective, I know we had a history-making day in both live cattle and the feeder cattle. What is your takeaway of how fast we moved into those new record highs and kind of just stayed in that avenue?
Yeah, considering that producers have been big hedgers and that the funds have been continuing to build big ownership, it makes me kind of nervous, kind of like probably does every cattleman. The cattlemen have been very heavy hedgers of this market. And so that means if and when the funds decide to get out, who's going to take the other side of that trade? So when I see a day like today, it just always makes me nervous. Is tomorrow going to be the day that we break? Is it going to be next week? Is it going to be next month? We don't know, but we're all nervous about it. It was a big day today. We did see cash trade come in higher again this week and stronger than expected. We kind of thought at best maybe we'd be steady. February and March tend to be weak demand months, but yet the product market and the cash market has held up pretty well. And today's trade at $202 in the cash market was basically up a dollar from yesterday's trade or last week's trade, yesterday's trade. The North is generally expecting to see 1 to 2 higher yet as trade unfolds there. So we continue to see that strength of the cash market. The product market is holding up. And so finally the board says, you know, we need to keep up with the cash market.
And definitely hearing those chatters, too, when you talk about sale barn prices coming in and kind of setting the tone as well for this market in general.
Look at the March contract trading over $6 higher for feeder cattle today. And some of that is really about news from the Mexican border. Of course, it's closed right now to those feeder cattle. They were averaging around 13,000 a week coming north prior to the border being closed. The word is that we may be close to opening it, but that USDA has informed Mexican authorities when it does reopen, it's going to be very tight. I mean, 1 or 2 locations maybe where cattle can cross, and very slow at that point with significant inspections, that is going to really funnel down the number of cattle that can come through each week. And I think the feeder cattle market reacting to that today, providing some additional support for the fat cattle market as well.
Real quick, Arlen, did we see the hogs just following on the coattails of the cattle today?
I think some of that was certainly the case. The strong stock market also helped, and both of these markets help them. When we see strong stock market, S&P 500 hit new record highs today, that tends to increase consumer sentiment and improve their willingness to pay for the higher cuts of meat. And I think that was a factor for both cattle and the hogs.
All right. Great conversation with you today, Arlen. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
At StoneX.com or over on X, formerly Twitter. My handle is ArlenFF101.
All right. That is today's Channel Final Bell. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. The Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Donaldson Filtration Systems, OEM quality filters for high quality equipment. Could it be time to redraw some state borders? Lawmakers in both Iowa and Indiana have introduced legislation to allow their states to grow, either by buying neighboring counties or resurveying border lines. I'll have more details after this. It's harvest time across the region, and that means long hours for you and the machines you depend on. That's why you should protect them with Donaldson filters. Donaldson offers a full line of air, fuel, lube, and hydraulic filters, engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. It's no wonder so many OEMs worldwide specify Donaldson filters. After all, Donaldson literally invented the tractor air filter. Ask for Donaldson filters at your local parts supplier today. Yes, recently a few legislative proposals have been floated that could potentially result in changes to state borders in a few different places in the country. In Iowa, Republican State Senator Mike Bussolo has proposed a bill that would expand Iowa's borders northward by purchasing 9 counties from Minnesota. These counties, Rock, Nobles, Jackson, Martin, Faribault, Freeborn, Mauer, Fillmore, and Houston, border Iowa, and they represent a significant agricultural region. Bussolo says, quote, "When the Iowa Territory originally existed, we went farther north into what is currently Minnesota, and many of those counties were originally going to be part of the state of Iowa." If his proposal were to become reality, Iowa would gain more than 3.3 million farm acres and an additional 8,000 farms. The move would solidify Iowa's lead as the nation's top corn producer and allow the state to overtake Illinois as the number one soybean producing state. However, critics argue that this legislative effort is a distraction from pressing state issues like property tax relief and infrastructure needs. The Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party, or DFL, responded on social media with the comment, "Counteroffer, no." Bussolo expects to have his bill introduced in the Iowa legislature soon. In Indiana, lawmakers are also exploring the idea of expanding their state's footprint. House Bill 1008, introduced by the House Speaker, aims to create the, quote, Indiana-Illinois Boundary Adjustment Commission. This commission would investigate whether it's feasible for Indiana to incorporate several eastern Illinois counties that have expressed an interest in leaving the Prairie State. Supporters of the idea argue that Illinois' policies don't align with the rural values of these counties, and moving to Indiana could offer lower taxes and better economic opportunities. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has dismissed the proposal, calling it, quote, a stunt, and asserting that Illinois offers higher wages and better public services compared to Indiana. Despite the governor's skepticism, supporters of the boundary adjustment see it as an opportunity to better align local interests with state policies. Now, while these proposals may seem far-fetched, they do highlight broader concerns about state governance, taxation, and economic development in rural areas. The agricultural sector could see direct impacts, as changes in state jurisdiction could affect everything from land use policies to farm subsidies, and of course, tax structures. I'll have more when we come back.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-635-3311. That's 1-800-635-3311.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Despite these proposals, it could be a long while before we see any state borders change. While state legislators can propose boundary changes, according to Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, any change to state borders must receive consent from the legislatures of all the states involved and approval from Congress. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Donaldson Filtration Systems. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitz Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitz Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near zero, wind chills to 15 below. Sunny and colder tomorrow, a high only of 10 above, but up to the mid-20s and mostly cloudy Friday. Partly sunny but warm for January into the weekend, highs upper 20s. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. It's 28 degrees right now.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant. She was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his curve. Flying boots and talk was small when they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need to talk about it. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it loose. She said, "You don't look like my type, but I guess you." Give it to me.
got a lot of ground they ain't covered yet. There's at least another million miles under these old bus treads. So if you think I'm gonna settle down, I've got news for you. I still got a lot of leaving left to do. And as long as there's a song left in this old guitar, this life I'm bound to leave ain't for the faint of heart. So you won't fall for me. You know what's good for you. 'Cause I still got a lot of leaving left to do. Guess the Lord made me hard to handle. So loving me might be a long shot.
You grew up with Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You called me up from Amarillo, said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello. I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport, comfort and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. Lying with me in Atlanta,
such a beautiful life. You play me like a piano, I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. My little Texas tornado blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a Wild West Texas wind. You're blowing me away.
Sit around and play. Gonna hit balls off the dock, kick back in my flip-flops. Don't owe nothing to the lender, nothing spinning in the blender. The only thing on my agenda is beers and sunshine, bonfires in summertime. Let's get our friends and hit the lake. Grab a boat and get to floating. A little buzzed and a little toasted. We're gonna hang and have a little fun now. Flying high like we'll never come down. We're gonna go until we run out. Our beers in sunshine, our bonfires in summertime. Back porch nights in South Carolina. Ain't nothing finer than me and my girls stocking up a little. Everybody's down and we're going crazy. Don't know how to fix it, but I think maybe turn on the good times, turn off the TV. Yeah, the only BS I need is beers and sunshine. South Carolina, ain't nothing finer than me and my girl striking up a little lighter. Cause everybody's down and we're going crazy. Don't know how to fix it, but I think maybe turn on the good times, turn off the TV. Yeah, the only BS I need is beers and sunshine.
To mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Ooh, I'm signed for the Mason-Dixon.
Working, spitting, hunting, fishing, stone cold country by the grace of God. I was gassing up the other day, an old boy pulled up with a license plate from Ohio. Thought, oh good Lord, he's lost. From his Wranglers to his boots, he reminded me of Chris LeDoux. And that Copenhagen smile, the country must be countrywide. And every state, every station, playing cash ain't really waiting on. And foreign cars and four-wheel drives. There's cowboys and hillbillies from farm towns to big cities. The rain don't doubt in my mind, country must be countrywide. Where it's how you live. We weren't raised to take, we were raised to give. The shirt off our back to anyone in need. We bow our heads before we eat, before we start our day, before we fall asleep. Cause in God we trust and we believe. And we see what's wrong and we know what's right. And no Hanky said it all when he said country folks can't survive. And every state, there's a station, playing cash ain't really waiting. And foreign cars and four-wheel drive. There's cowboys and hillbillies from farm towns to big cities. The rain don't doubt in my mind, country must be countrywide. Cash ain't with